Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've been on a subject for some weeks now when I've been with you, talking about how to harvest. In Proverbs 10, we'll read in just a moment, but before we do that, put up on the screen Genesis 8:22. You just hold your place there, but Genesis 8:22, we had read this, that the Lord said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Which is why we might as well get us a good coat, because we can't believe that there won't be any winter time, because the Bible said it was going to be, right? Thank God for heaters and coats, huh? But he said this is also going to last, you know, long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest. The easy to read translation says, verse 22, as long as the earth continues, there will always be a time for planting and a time for harvest. There'll always be that. And this is a universal principle that spiritually, naturally, everything you want to talk about. The reason your body exists and you're in this room tonight is because of seed time and harvest. Yeah. Sowing and reaping. The reason you had anything to eat today. The reason there's any wood to build your house out of is seed time and harvest. Everything, spiritually, naturally, it all operates by this granddaddy, if you will, principle. Right. Now notice in Proverbs, you're holding your place there in the 10th chapter, I believe. Proverbs 10, he said this in verse 4. He becomes poor that deals with a slack hand. How many know you can't just lay on the couch and make confessions and everything be okay? You got to get up and go to work. Selah. You got to get up and go do what you're supposed to do. Does your flesh always feel like doing what it's supposed to do? Oh, no. No, no, which is why you got to get yourself by the ear and get yourself in motion, right? But you know, you don't feel good when you lay around and do nothing either. Do you? And you goof off all the time. You feel useless. And you're not productive and you're not accomplishing anything. That's not a good life. So the key is to put the flesh under, get up and get her done.
That's right.
Right? And if you'll be diligent, what does it next say? The hand of the diligent does what? It's a part of becoming rich. Now, there's a lot of preachers and a lot of theologians and denominational positions that are adamant against preachers like me and others talking about being rich. But I just read the Bible.
Yes, sir.
Didn't I?
Yes.
Is that the Bible?
Yes, it is.
And do your own study. Just look up the word rich. It's a four-letter word, but it's not a bad word.
That's right.
It's a good word.
Amen.
Poor is a four-letter word.
And that's a bad word.
And it is a bad word.
That's right.
It's a bad word.
Yeah.
There's nothing redeeming about being poor. I know a lot of people try to make it out to be. And I grew up relatively poor, and a lot of you did. And you might say, well, I had a good life in some ways. Well, me too. But it wasn't because of the poverty.
That's right.
That's right.
It was in spite of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you learned being broke you couldn't have learned more comfortably being rich. And I stand by that. I mean, some of the old cars I used to have, I had an old car and I was going to work and I had to drive about 30 minutes, you know, one way. And when wintertime would come, the heater didn't work. You ever drove a car in the wintertime when the heater didn't work? I'm telling you think your feet will never be the same. and I was saved, and I loved the Lord, and I prayed in that car, but now I got one. You just turn it to 72. It's got a heated seat. It's got a heated steering wheel. I think I pray better in this car. I think I can praise God. I know I'm more comfortable. Keep reading. In verse 5, it says, he that gathers in summer is a what? Wise son. Now, this is some of what we're going to be talking about tonight. And perhaps, I don't know if we'll get through with it tonight, but there's some real strong revelation here I believe the Lord would have us get. Said out loud, he that gathers in summer,
is a wise son.
And he goes on to say, he that sleeps in harvest is a son that causes shame. Well, that'd be a foolish son too, wouldn't it? That just sleeps right through a harvest. But if you gather, and who's going to gather it? You are. And if you gather it when it's time to gather it, and when it's right to gather it, you're a wise son. Got any wise sons in here? That's talking about male sons and female sons of God. And in Ecclesiastes 11, Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 4, he that observes the wind shall not sow, and he that regards the clouds shall not reap. God's Word translation says it like this, whoever watches the wind will never plant, and whoever looks at the clouds will never harvest. If you get to looking at the wrong thing, you can decide not to sow, that you can't sow right now. You can't afford to sow. You're not able to sow because of this or that. You know, let's say it's whether it's offering time or whether you're just out and about, you're on the job, the Lord deals with you to give $100 to somebody. And you got $100 and you got $20 and you got $10. And the Lord deals with you to give $100 to somebody. And so you get your wallet, you're thinking about it, and then you have the thought, well, yeah, but you know, I need gas. And I got this coming up before the end of the month and before I get paid. And so you just give them the 20. Why would you do that? Well, you were looking at something that affected your sowing. And why wouldn't you, if the Lord didn't, now, he didn't always necessarily deal with you to give the biggest thing you got. I'm not saying that. But in this case, he dealt with you to give that bigger bill. Why didn't you do it? Because you just weren't sure he would get it back to you by the time you needed it. Which has got nothing to do with being able to afford to do it. Got nothing to do with that. It's got everything to do with your faith. Do you trust him? Do you believe him or not? And if you don't pass these kind of tests, you will be stuck at a low level of supply and ability. You have to pass these kind of tests. And the Lord will deal with you to do some things that you won't see how you can do it. And you just won't be able to see how it's all going to work out. And it just won't look like you can't afford to. But I've never had the Lord ask me when he dealt with me to do something, Keith, is this a good time? No. Are you in good enough shape to do it? No. He knows. Right. Somebody say, he knows. He knows. He knows what's been happening. He knows what's going on now. He knows what's coming up down the road more than you do.
Yes. Right?
And if he deals with you to do it, it's real simple. Do you trust him or do you don't? You going to obey him or you not? It's real simple. And man, we've cleaned out our accounts. I've come home without my shoes and my coat, you know. The Lord will direct you to do things. And when he does, if you will obey him. How many can testify that have obeyed some of these things? you will be exceeding abundantly.
Yes, sir.
Blessed. He's not trying to take anything away from you. He's trying to set you up for something better than you've experienced before. Do you trust Him? Do you believe Him? Now, according to these verses, it's possible to miss a harvest, to sleep right through a harvest, or to get to looking at the wrong thing. You know, we had our Vision Sunday this February, it'll be a year ago, and we hold up our vision of what we're believing to give and what we're believing to pay off and what we're believing to receive personally and to do for our families and just, you know, three big categories there. And the enemy would try to get you to looking at the clouds, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And reasons why some of the stuff on your vision list might not come to pass right now. Because of current economic conditions, situations on the job, at the plant, with the folks. Clouds. Somebody say clouds. Clouds. And if you get clouds in your eyes, what that means is you will accept reasons why you ought not expect things to happen now. Go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. 2 Corinthians 6, 2. He says, I have heard you in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. That means I've helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. When can something good happen for you?
Right now.
Huh?
Now.
That's not everybody. If you're afraid to say it, you won't be bothered with it. If you don't believe it enough to say it, and say it with some enthusiasm, it's doubtful you believe it. And if you don't believe it, you won't be bothered with it. When is God's will for something good to happen for you?
Right now.
That's better. That's much better. When can something happen for you? I want to know.
Now.
In this economy.
Yes. Now.
The Lord prompted me before I came to church tonight to remind you and me to get out our vision lists and look at them. Because a lot can happen before this year is over.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me